All right, welcome. This is Reese, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here subbing for Gonzo as everyone is going back for spring break. And I'm here with my good friend and fellow DJ Dana and first-time guest Lucy.
Hello.
Yeah, that was Meet Me in the Woods by Lord Huron. Favorite of mine. Good album. Yeah, Lucy, you excited to be here?
Very excited. A little nervous. Do not know what I'm doing. We're going to figure it out as we go.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just yap, which is the beauty of it.
And you know I can yap, so.
Yeah, which, speaking of which, we... So we're the three of us, along with the rest of our friends, are driving down to North Carolina for spring break. And Lucy's under the impression that we need to bring towels to our Airbnb.
You do need to bring towels to your Airbnb.
Why would you need to bring towels?
You trust the Airbnb towels?
Yes.
You concern me on
a towel,
so many
a
levels.
Towel dries you.
Yeah.
That towel can dry me.
And the towels that you don't know where they've been, or if they've been washed, or if they're clean, or
you
who's
don't know,
touched
they don't
them,
know, you
or
don't
who's
know if they've cleaned
they've
the beds, either.
Yeah, that's why I bring sheets.
You bring sheets?
Are you actually bringing sheets?
Yeah.
You're bringing
no
your own
way
sheets?
Are you bringing your own sheets?
I don't trust these people. I don't know them.
Wow.
They have a theory that I have some sort of mental illness that makes me be obsessive with cleaning, and I think this might be proving them right, but
who's
I don't
they?
Know who them is,
who's
but
they?
Yeah, they are.
Manu and Zach.
Oh. Mm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of theories.
They do have lots of theories.
They do. All right. Well, we'll just keep it moving. Lucy, presumably also bringing her own mattress to North Carolina.
Oh, my God.
For cleanliness. call in if you're interested, 855-915-9636, or hit up the DJ chat on WMFO.org. And this next one is yours, if you'd like to introduce it, Lucy.
Yeah, if you can tell me what the song title is, I'll tell you about it.
It is Talk by Hozier. We did not agree on the order.
We did not agree on the order of this, but it is an excellent song. It's one of my favorites. What I like, part of my study playlist, so.
Mm.
Good vibes for the end of midterms.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God they're over.
Thank God. All right, Talk by Hozier.
Alone, one final time, buries the sea. walking around town in a place I've never been in, deep, deep Manhattan. I recall it all, dressing how it falls, you're rolling in deep satin. Won't you call a cab, Mister? Won't you pay my tab? There's some boys on the curb head making, and I ain't been home in 3 years or so, and everyone I know now's mistaken. Frost friend starts his ends, big lights his actual love. But you in Manhattan rolling in deep satin was a painful and wonderful drug. Well, I've been coming down on a greyhound that is westbound to the sea. When you see the lights, when you hear the rain, is there any chance you're thinking of me? Is that song stuck in your head, friend of the devil by the dead? Or is that just what your friends want me to be? Cause if that's the case, then that's just what I'll be. There's love when I'm leaving, there's laughter this evening, I'll set out running alone. If I get a ride out of this place tonight, I'll gladly take myself home. So won't you call a cab, Mrs. Please pay my tab, I heard life was a winding road. There is no hounds or child around, but the devil follows where I go. Well, I've been coming down on a greyhound. Westbound to the sea. When you see the lights, when you hear the rain, there ain't a chance you're thinking of me. Is that song stuck in your head, friend of the devil by the dead? Or is that just what your friends want me to be? Cause if that's the case, then that's just what I'll be.
Welcome back.
That was Deep Satin by Zach Bryan. I love Zach Bryan. I think you should all listen to Zach Bryan every minute of every single day.
And we have a very special caller who I'm going to put on air right now. This is Dan Christian, my younger brother, calling in from Fort Collins, Colorado. Try talking again, Dan.
Dan is MIA.
Dan might have hung up on accident. Give us a moment.
Wait, no, that's for the off-air. Do the on-air.
You back, Dan?
Well, while we're figuring out where in the world is Dan Christian, as we're planning for this magnificent spring break trip we're going on.
Never mind. Continue.
As we're planning for this magnificent spring break trip we're going on, Dana, do you have any thoughts about the car ride there, the 14-hour drive that we're going to be taking this Saturday?
Oh, boy, am I excited for the 14-hour drive. I genuinely am. I cannot wait to get off campus.
Yeah. I'm going to be excited for hours, 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to hang in 14.
Yeah. Hour 10 is going to be pretty rough. Middle of, Pennsylvania, Virginia, nothing.
There's nothing to do in Pennsylvania or Virginia, except for get out of there. It's like the Midwest.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the coast. We were going to try to go to the beach, but it's going to be a little too chilly to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be...
We got a pool.
We do have a pool. The hot tub is broken, which we learned. She sent us an email about several things being broken the day after the no fee refund cancellation date. So,
which makes sense. If I were an Airbnb host and my hot tub wasn't working, I wouldn't tell anyone.
That's very true. But, you know, the hot tub, no projector.
I say we get some kettles, we get a pool, and we fill it up.
I think that sounds like a great plan.
All right. What you guys cannot see is Reese very furiously trying to figure out what is going on by pushing buttons and moving knobs, which is quite entertaining.
It is. I don't know if we're going to get Dan Christian at this point in time, but, you know. You're listening, Dan.
Hello? Reese looks perplexed. Reese is... Oh? What? Okay. Anyway, Lucy, what snacks did you get for the car ride?
Oh, for the car ride. Well, I mean, it seems pretty relevant, but we've got... Make a playlist for the car ride there, which can be pretty tricky with the number of people we got and the varied music taste we have.
Yeah, I say we listen to country music.
I think you are fundamentally wrong, and this is why you're going to ride in the other car for the first 2 hours.
Yeah, country music! I'm going to get Morgan Wallen, Russell Dickerson, everyone's going to be great, and then everyone will want to go to the other car, and I can drive alone.
You cannot drive alone. We cannot fit everyone in my car.
Just throw them on the roof.
I don't Watch have space flat. On the roof. My mattress is going there, remember?
Oh, you're right. They can take a nice little nap.
Could not get Dan. Technical difficulties with Mr. Christian. The phone lines all the way from Colorado are not friendly with the connection or something.
Womp womp.
Or possibly I did something wrong. But
no,
gonna,
no, no. It's the connection.
It's definitely.
Don't ever doubt yourself.
So we'll just keep moving. Maybe we'll get him on later. Dan's next song is by Osiris. If you have any comments on
this. This is a good song. I love Toyotas, so I googled Toyota and Spotify, or didn't google, I typed it in, and this song came up, and I was like, well, that's meant for me. So this is My Friend's Toyota by Osiris.
I can't believe September's already over. Looked for stars and I found a supernova. Praying to God that I can hold her close. Cause I know she's worried about the snow. She said, darling, should I bring a coat? She's not ready for the air to get cold. Cause she's so used to living on the beach down in Florida. Wanna take her to the mountains. We can take my friend's Toyota. But the heat don't work, so when the air gets colder, I can hold it up. I can hold it up. Told me that she's never been in love before. Darling, I could treat you right, take you to the shore. Every time you cross my mind, I just want you more. Sitting in the grass, looking at the tower, thinking about her eyes every single hour. She's my wildflower. When the seasons change, can I still hold your hand? When we get ready, can I teach you how to dance? It's not even November, yes, she's worried about December. If I can have her in my arms, she won't worry about the winter. Praying to God that I can hold her close. Cause I know she's worried about the snow. She said, darling, should I bring a coat? She's not ready for the air to get colder. Cause she's so used to living on the beach down in Florida. Wanna take her to the mountains. We can take my friend's Toyota. But the heat don't work, so when the air gets colder, she's not ready for the air to get colder. Cause she's so used to living on the beach down in Florida. Wanna take her to the mountains. We can take my friend's Toyota. But the heat don't work, so when the air gets colder, I can hold it up. I can hold you up.
All right, can you hear us on air, Dan?
I don't think Dan can hear us.
Okay, I don't think this is my fault, for the record. I did the what it said to do in the manual, but alas.
Sorry, Dan.
Sorry, Dan. We appreciate you listening nonetheless, even though we can't hear you.
Oh?
Nothing, dude.
Yes, Dan!
We got it. We figured it out. All right, beautiful.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hello. This is so exciting. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I think it's more long-time caller, first-time listener, but yeah.
Both things can be true. Well, yours is more true, but yes. Congratulations to you guys for getting me on the air.
It was all Reese.
It was all me.
His frantic button pushing.
You guys are about to embark on a road trip?
Oh, yeah.
We are.
14 hours.
14 hours to Fletcher, North Carolina.
Yeah.
So I heard, before I was able to successfully become on the air, I heard you guys talking about the difficulty of potentially making a playlist. Is that true, yes or no?
Yes. We haven't done it yet.
I think it needs to happen like this, and I got this from a movie, but I think that the playlist shouldn't be selected around each individual person's music taste, yet descriptive. It should be descriptive of the landscape which you're driving through.
So what I'm hearing Dan say, it's what country music thought? All day.
I think.
No. You could easily find yourself in a situation where classical music is descriptive of the landscape you're driving through. Anything goes. That's what's beautiful about selecting it based off of the vibe of what you're optically seeing versus what. I want to listen to Levels by Avicii for the thousandth time. You don't need to be doing that. What you should be doing is, like, when the colors change, it's like, oh, what are we feeling right now? And do some research. What are you going to be driving through? Which major towns are you going to be hitting? What does it look like this time of year? And make your musical selections based on that. Just try it for a segment. Try it for like a 1 hour segment. And if I'm right, keep doing it. If not, do whatever you want to do, but I think it would be fun.
So, Dan, what I'm hearing you say is that I get to listen to Taylor Swift's Welcome to New York for the entirety of the time we're in New York.
Lucy, I was going to say we should play Concrete Jungle. Actually, I don't know what the actual
Empire State of Mind.
Empire State of Mind.
Dan, when my boys and I were in New York, they played Empire State of Mind literally every other block in that city. The Jay-Z song, you know that one?
Done the same thing while I've never flown into New York. I've only flown into Newark, and I've played that song each. I've done this four times now. Played that song on the way into the city each time, and it definitely hypes you up for sure. I think once every other city block is probably a little bit too much, but there's certainly you gotta. There is a time and a place for that. If that's the vibe, then that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm quoting him on that tomorrow. If that's the vibe, that's the vibe.
That's the vibe.
Very true. Yeah.
All right, wise words from Dan Christian.
Well, I'll leave it with that, and I'll let you guys enjoy your session here and drive regular.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
See you, Dan.
All right. Hey, talk to you later. See ya.
All right. special guest feature from Dan Christian. Wise words for your next road trip. If you are having trouble picking some music.
Classical music.
We burnt up quite a bit of time there, so we're going to keep it moving on the music. This is one of mine. It's called Chicken by Your Neighbors. A song that Spotify recommended to me. And that's about all I have to say.
Tongue-tied again, how do I break it? A silence is around a face lay so happy to make it. I think that you like me, but I don't play maybes. So far deep inside my head again, what you're probably thinking. Shoot your shot, boy, give it a go. Words that happen, did you hear a note? If you don't, then you'll never know. I ain't got no time to wait. You don't ask for. I just just don't know how to bring it up and let you know that I really want. Surely I ain't worthy, have some mercy, I'm a sorry soul. I just don't know how to bring it up and wrap my hair for another joke other than the one that's right in front of you. Ugh. I'm grade A, bitch, mate, but I want you to stay. I'm trying to find the perfect words to say to her. I know that cliche no one would say something like that in this day and age. You're overthinking everything. Like shoot your shot, boy, give it a go. Words that happen, you even know. If you don't, then you'll never know. You ain't got no time to wait. You don't get what you don't ask for. I just don't know how to bring it up and let you know what I really want. Surely I ain't worthy, have some mercy, I'm a sorry soul. I just don't know how to bring it up and wrap my hair for another joke other than the one that's right in front of you. I'm drinking again to find a reason. It's making me just don't know how to bring it up. Friends or more, what do you really want? The first thing, I ain't thirsty, but I'm worried that I just don't know how to bring it up and let you know what I really want. Surely I ain't worthy, have some mercy, I'm a sorry soul.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. Sorry for the abrupt song shift there. We had one that was not marked as explicit that we determined was in fact explicit, so had to jump ship on that one. But that last one was that last one was "Jump" by Van Halen.
Such a good song, except for apparently not, according to Van Halen fans.
Yeah, I got it in my mind that Van Halen, the band, hated "Jump." But then I Googled it, and it turns out that Van Halen fans just hate "Jump."
Van Halen's a band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a guy.
Well, there's a guy named Van Halen, he's in the band named after himself.
Well, that's kind of narcissistic.
Yeah, you're a rock star.
I think there's two of them, to be fair.
Van and Halen?
No.
There's one guy who gets to name the band, and the other guy who's just there.
Oh, wow, that would suck to be just... Actually, no, I guess it wouldn't suck that much. You get paid.
Well, I think there's two guys both named Van Halen.
Are they brothers?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I would
no, they just happen to have the same name, and they started a band named it that.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, I could start a band with Jeremy Zucker. No one would know that we're not related.
The Zuckers.
I could play piano.
The Zuckers. Yeah.
That's going to go viral. What kind of music would you play?
Jeremy Zucker music?
You're not creating anything original?
I'll play jazz. He can sing opera, and we'll be the jazz operas.
Fantastic. I love it.
Yeah. What's next?
Lucy's going to read us an educational PSA.
Yes, this is a PSA. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 887-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, now I want to go to fatherhood.gov.
Well said. Dan's actually a father, so maybe that'll really hit home.
Yeah.
And really gives the show a nice cohesive feel.
Yeah. Fatherhood.
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 As you know, we are all very experienced in fatherhood.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No. We all know exactly what that's like.
Here is... Oh, I can't say that. Never mind. This next one, I think, is Dana's?
Yes. Okay, so we're going to North Carolina. Surprise. So I put on the song Carolina by Harry Styles, but I've never really heard this song. I've just heard that people like it, and I did just Google Carolina, and I figured you guys wouldn't like the country song version.
I like Harry Styles. I think we can make this work.
Exactly. I thought Lucy would at least be in on it.
Yeah.
Two's a majority.
So if this song is bad, blame Dana. This is Carolina by Harry Styles.
Carolina, so far away, but she says I remind her of home, feeling oh so far from home. She never saw herself as a West Coaster, moved all the way 'cause her grandma told her towns better swim before you drown. Situation gets into parties without invitations. How could you ever turn her down? There's not a drink that I think could sink her. How would I tell her that she's all I think about?
Good girl. was kinda like a knife overnight, didn't I? Build my life around you. Who am I without you? I cry until water filled my room. Looking at the facts, I react a little fast. So much I regret, babe. Hoping you'll forget, babe. Apologize until my lips are blue.
Those last couple were Lethal Woman by Dev Cameron, Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer, and Cyclone by Maud Latour. Had one pick from each of us in that lineup.
Clearly a lot of different vibes going on.
Oh, yeah.
But I was going to say we should guess who's who's, but we already know, so it's not as fun.
Yeah, we do in fact know who's who's. But if you're listening, take a guess who you think everyone's song is. You know.
Yeah, mine was the. I don't know. Mine was the Kiss Me one, which is also a Spotify recommendation. But I thought it was a fun little. I don't know.
Song.
Yeah, that is what you call it.
As Reese goes to add all the songs, he goes, "Oh, we're gonna play one from each of us. That's so cute."
Well, you wanna. That's the whole thing with having guests is you incorporate all the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's like, music and personality.
Lucy, do you feel incorporated?
I do feel incorporated. This feels very special.
You are special.
Aw, thanks, Pete.
That's great, because we have yours next. This Maisie Peters song.
Yes.
If you have comments on that.
What do you have to say?
You're just a boy, and I'm kind of the man. I've been feeling... There's a week, a couple weeks back, where I was feeling a lot of rage, a lot of anger, a lot of big feelings. And... I got myself one of like the private study rooms, and I blasted the song as loud as I physically could, and it made me feel much better. So,
ooh, now I'm excited to listen to it.
Yeah.
And I don't think we'll be able to talk after this, so if you'd like to speak on your song, Dana.
Oh, yes. We have Threat by Rex Orange County. I was scrolling through my summer playlist, and it felt right. And as I told Reese to add it, he goes, "Is that a threat?" And I'll let you guys guess if it was or not.
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of feel threatened by Dana. But, and then last one to wrap it up is mine, Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads, classic song, specifically the release off of Stop Making Sense, which turned 40 years old this year. It's their live album, one of the best concert films ever, in my opinion. They actually played a special viewing of it at the Somerville Theater in Davis.
Ooh, is that what you and the Zacks went to?
That is what me and the Zacks went to. But yeah, every song on that album is better live from that album than it is on the original studio release. So if you're a Talking Heads fan, and aren't familiar, Stop Making Sense. But for now, we have You're Just a Boy and I'm Kind of the Man, Maisie Peters.
I take in clowns like a one-woman circus. You're kind of awful, but you're not awful on purpose. Gave a two-word response when I was having a breakdown. Oh, Mr. Bruce Wayne, where is that cape now? Don't you know that you're losing this? Is that what you want? Don't you know?
To me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me. We could wait for weeks, I'm gonna be right here overthinking through. I could be the only one, but I might not be him.
still have people in hell.
I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it. I hope he's not a threat to me. Right here overthinking through. I could be the only one, but I'm gonna be him and it drives me to why. I'm thinking of a man much more than I.
Working out fast in the morning, summertime, we need the garden, somewhere I'll be honest. I don't wanna keep you in a boring life. I could pick up when you're calling, keep it real with you always. We could take it real slow now, I could speed it up, oh. There's still people in hell. Waking up fast in the morning, summertime, maybe in the garden, somewhere I'ma be honest, I don't wanna keep you in a boring life. I can pick up when you're calling, keep it real with you always. We can take it real slow now.
I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I hope he's not a threat to me, but I'm still gonna feel it. I don't believe it, I can't achieve it.
This is not my beautiful house. You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.